Today's message is Jesus wants to restore us. And the way He would use each one of us, He has called us for a very different task. But from the Old Testament to New Testament, there are many have failed who has been called to Jesus. For in the Old Testament, those who want to save Nineveh, the one who is a wicked, but He sent the prophet Jonah to come to preach the word of God to Nineveh. When Jonah was brought there, 40 days, this city will fall. So, with Jonah, to make the Nineveh people to repent. But that is not Jonah was preaching from his anger. And in the New Testament, when Jesus came to Samaria, the Samaritan did not want to undergo. And John and Peter, do you want to for me to use this thunder and fire? They want to defend Jesus, but that did not please Jesus at all. Peter went in Gethsemane because he tried to deny. Took the sword and cut off the ear from the servant of the high priest. But Jesus wasn't pleased with that action. Their enthusiasm could be do something for the Lord, but sometimes it is wrong to do it. That we need to be restored by Jesus. And so based on the passage we just read in John chapter 21, this is just is an event that happened, but this has been recorded in the Bible to see that there are many things that the Lord wants to correct in our life so that we can enter into the standard that the Lord wants us to follow. There is a person was put in prison as a prisoner of war. And this, he thought that any moment his comrades would come and retrieve him. But that never happened. Instead, he spent day after day in that prison with a floor and mostly dirt and the only light coming from a crack in the roof. He even got so despondent that he cried out one day. And he called in his despondent, "Does anybody care about me?" The next week, a small plant began to grow in his cell, responding to the light from the crack above. And day by day, the plant grew bigger. Till one day, it bloomed into a beautiful flower. On that day, he learned something, though nobody cared for him, but God does. He was rejoicing with the flowers. God is looking on his life, and maybe we thought that he forgot us, but the Lord will never forget us for forgetting. That there are many things the Lord must restore in us. Let's pray for guidance that the Lord can restore in us. We are loving Father this morning. We call on you that the Lord enlighten us so we can recognize all the deficiency of our life so that you will restore us. Sometimes we serve you but by our own wisdom, by our own effort, by our own thought process, that would not bring value, not according to your will. And so sometimes we may deny, just like Peter denied, we can sell you, not just Judas Iscariot, and we have doubts. We can be proud of what we achieve. There are many things that are wrong in our life. May your word today bring us closer to you and put in a role that is pleasing to you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And this word I'd like to share with you. Three aspects that the Lord restored to his disciple that we need the Lord to restore the same thing. First, that Jesus will restore our purpose. And the story said that the disciple went to the Sea of Galilee. There are 7 disciples who are gathered here. I'm not sure that they may be waiting to come and see the Lord Jesus. But these 7 disciples, 5 of them are being named. First is Simon Peter. The second is Thomas or Didymus. The third is Nathaniel. The fourth one is James and John, the son of Zebedee. And the 2 other would not be, according to me, maybe Andrew and Philip, because Philip is close to Nathaniel. That's the one. But that's not the point. Here we see there are 5 names of the disciples, and all of them have some issue with Jesus. Simon Peter, his issue, he denied Jesus. About Thomas, he doubted about Jesus. If I don't touch his side and his hand, I would believe that he would deliver. Nathaniel, what about him? He didn't believe anything coming loose from Nazareth. In the beginning, Nathaniel has cut down people from his about John and James. They want to you fire to learn about the Samaritans. They came to Jesus and said, when you go into your kingdom, let the brother sit on the right and the left of you. Jesus, can you drink a little cup of milk? They said, yes. The sitting on the right and left side of me is not up to me. And 5 these have some issue when they follow Jesus. And so the Lord can name you or me. There are many things that are wrong with us, but this is something that Jesus needs to restore. Peter said, I'm going to go fishing, and the other disciples, and I will go with you. What does it mean? What are they waiting? Are they waiting for Jesus? No, without a new home. They feel that says nothing. They only want to go back to the old passion of him is to fulfill the profession. The other one also said, oh, I will go to fishing with you. But at least 3 of them, Peter, John, and James, are the fishermen. They want to return to the old profession. And now they forgot the purpose of their life. But then Jesus has let them face an issue so that they recall what the purpose of their life was. All night, they fish. They caught nothing. And Jesus used the failure of that night to restore, to make them of love and emptiness in their heart, forgetting the purpose that the Lord has called them. I have called you to become fisher of men. That's the purpose. When Jesus appeared on the shore, and Jesus told them, and the voice of each one of us is very unique. No one can imitate. Be mistaking one for another by the voice. If you close your eyes, and I ask somebody, when you hear, you know the name of that person, right? Cannot be mistaken. So when Jesus came to the shore, did you catch nothing? Did they hear the voice of Jesus? Yes. They knew it was Jesus. They couldn't be mistaken, the voice of Jesus at that time. But the disciples, they didn't even know that was Jesus there. Very strange. The question from Jesus, we have to have pity on them. Jesus did not ask, oh, you Jesus, did you catch anything? But Jesus said, did you catch anything at all? That fact means that Jesus, in the night, 100 meters away, but Jesus could see inside there is none of the fish there. There's empty net there. Because Jesus knew all the tears and call No one who's been chosen outside of me, you can do nothing. That Jesus affirmed when he was when he is called into the purpose, without living the purpose outside of me, you have not can do nothing. So all these disciples, they are understanding, but why do they go back to fishing and caught nothing? Because the Lord is using this event to restore to the disciple what the purpose. There's a story about a person on December 24th, 1984. There is a lady named Ann McDonald at Larchmont, New York, and went to a group of worshippers, saw a gray-haired person standing in front of the gate, thinking that someone was having fun standing at Santa Claus. When she got closer, she looked closely. It turned out to be her husband, who had been missing for the past 15 years. That event is in December 24, 1971. Mr. James fell down the stair while working, and the next day he was hit by a car. And then about a month later, on March 29, 1971, he was hit by a car again, suffered a brain injury, and he became forgetful. He couldn't remember anything in the past. One day he was hiking in. He couldn't remember how he got lost to Philadelphia. And he didn't remember. He had no paper. He didn't know. No, no. He didn't know who himself. He became and saw a store with named Peter. So he named himself Jim Peters. And then he asked for work and lived for 15 years there. And I worked there in Philadelphia, not knowing who he was. And he just took his name, Jim Peters. And one day, on December 20, 1985, while he's still working, he got up and bumped his head into something. And suddenly, he remembered he was James McDonald, was living in Larchmont, New York. Then he remembered everything after he bumped his head. And then he opened the phone book to see if my wife was still there. So he took the train from Philadelphia to New York and met on that day on 25, 1985. You see, this is a wonderful story. God can use a bump on the head to correct a forgetful person for 15 years. So the Lord can restore our life with very strange things. Jesus told them, put the net on the right side of your boat. Jesus told them. The left or the right, is there anything in front or the back? But the scripture told us, the night or night, they found nothing, no fish caught. And now, what is putting the net on the right? They are the professional fishermen. James, too, they were fishing when they were young. They knew when the best time to fish. They know when to pass the net. But we knew that there is very, very strange. The professional fishermen sit there, was advised by a carpenter to know where to put that net. Very strange, but this is what the Lord has done to use to restore the disciple to understand the purpose of their life. And their life would go according to God's purpose, then we'll have result for them. When we are called by the Lord here to go into the right place, that we do not go according to purpose. I call you to become the salt of the earth, but if we lose the saltiness, we will be useless. And we just throw underfoot and trample it in the eyes of the Lord. The one who calls without going according to the purpose, we become useless. And here, when Jesus said, put the net to the right, and the disciple obeyed and put it in the earth, what happened? They have a very big catch of fish, more fish than they would imagine. that they could not follow.
Where
are the fish now? And now, when they start obeying Jesus to put a net on the right side, they pull up so much fish. The reason the boat is theirs, the net belongs to the disciples, but the fish belongs to the Lord. If the Lord does not allow fish to come in there's no fish. No, they could be professional. It's leading us. And so the Lord uses a event to teach them, outside of me, you can do nothing. Our lives and your life is the same thing. The Lord will use some events or situations, very simple, to restore us for the calling off into the purpose. Maybe we are too busy with our job, busy with our family, or any other busyness, we forgot our responsibility that the Lord will restore us. Or to become the one to express His gospel to others. Until they have God that we, then they recognize that person there is Jesus. John said, it is the Lord. But the Peter, in a hurry, covered himself and jumped into the water. Maybe he was ashamed of nakedness. He was ashamed because he denied Jesus. No, we don't know the reason, but that's not important. The important thing is that the Lord is to keep a distance, not too far, 100 meters. That from here, to there, a distance that is not too far from shore. And then they are on the way back to their boat. All night they couldn't catch anything. Now they are pulling the net. And they came back. It will come. But the appearance of Jesus changed everything. The declaration pieces fall. God comes out to meet Jesus. The Lord can bring hope to them. The ones have called to live according to God's purpose. The Lord will always call you and me to live according to purpose when we have been chosen by the Lord. No, we can be put in different situations, but when we are put there, for what? So that we could live to express our God, the one who has been resurrected, whether in our family, whether in our job, whether we are in our relatives, and through place of work, the Lord, as we can express for others the life of Jesus given, that we have to live according to Him. Outside of me, you can do nothing. Without Him, we have no value for Him. So that's why Jesus is restoring the purpose on the purpose of for His disciples. In the same way, the Lord wants us to restore. And Peter says in the Alkivas today, Peter, therefore, my brothers and sisters, make every effort to confirm your calling and election, for if you do this thing, you will never stumble. Why do we come here to worship? What for? We have to understand that our trust in the Lord for what? The Lord has a purpose. Not just to come here for social purposes, to be fellowship and go home. No, that's not purpose. Our faith is that we have been saved, that through our life, we can express Jesus to others, and that is the purpose of our life. The one who has been resurrected from the dead. How do we express that fact? Our purpose must be carrying out. May the Lord affirm that our make every effort that we have been called according to His purpose. The second point that we can study together, that the Lord wants to restore our strength. And when we rest, verse 9, after they come shore, they saw fish. There are some bread there. Who has prepared these? That's Jesus, right? Before even the fish were hauled in. Jesus has prepared all the people from afar that they were hungry. They were tired. they will need to restore the strength. And Jesus told the disciple, bring some of your fish over here. Does Jesus need those fish? No. Because the fish Jesus has prepared already by his hard work. The Lord Jesus did not need a fish from this time. But why did he want them to bring? The purpose is that the Lord wants these folk to see what the Lord has done for them. They caught 150 fish. Big fish. Maybe in our lives, in their life, they never caught that many big fish before. Maybe 20 or 30. Maybe so. But now, 153 fish. Big fish. Not just small. At this event, the Lord wanted to see, outside of me, you can do nothing. But if anyone who I choose, all the great things can happen. The Lord wants to restore that they could do nothing outside of Jesus. When we are in Jesus, their strength will be restored. They will do great that they can imagine. With those in Jesus, and the miracles always happen. They caught 153. That is a miracle. But Jesus, the Bible, though that many fish, and the net did not get torn. Who did make that? The net not torn? Jesus did that. That's a miracle upon miracle. There's a miracle continue to occur of those who obey the will of God, and their strength will be restored. We work without a sin, but our strength continue to be strengthened. And here they rejoice. They were no longer tired. Only joy remained. The joy is that they caught a big fish. None of that happened before. The joy because there are many fish that their net was not torn. The joy is that he is hungry. Things prepared as breakfast for them. Ready. But the greatest joy is to wait to see Jesus standing there. Dear congregation, is Jesus is next to us to strengthen us, to make joy for us, to see the presence of the Lord in our life, that He supply and resolve all of our issues in life. And the scripture said that when Jesus approached them, He took and gave them the bread, and so gave them the fish as well. This is not just a regular breakfast. But here, Jesus expressed something very wonderful, that Jesus is serving them breakfast by his own hand. Give them the bread, give the fish to them from his own hand. Because Jesus is going to restore individual us. Each one must receive new strength from him by bread and the fish that they receive from Jesus. This is not just to restore the to satisfy the thirst. It's not a regular breakfast. This is something they can receive the new strength from Jesus. In Luke, just 24, talk about the two friends walking toward the town of Emmaus. They were saddened because Jesus was killed. They could not see his body in the tomb. The women said, take him. The disciple came to the tomb, didn't find it. Where is Jesus then? They feel saddened. And they went from Jerusalem to town of Emmaus, the two friends walking. In the scripture, the Lord Jesus appeared and walked with them, but they did not recognize him because their eyes were closed. And when the place where they go, Jesus wants to go for them, but they asked Jesus to come and stay the night with them because Jesus used the scripture and explained to them. Now he opens his eyes. When they were sitting in dining table, they took the bread with hands and broke into near the tomb, and the eyes were open. These two friends' eyes were open. They recognized Jesus. When we receive from that grace, we will receive new strength to know where our Lord Jesus is. and how we can serve him. And here, the Lord called on his disciples to sit and so that he took the bread, give each one of them to restore this dream, which is, this is the bread of the life of Jesus, the body of bread Christ broken for them. When you use this cup, remember what Jesus has done. And he used his new life to restore his disciple, give new strength to them. This is the third time Jesus appeared to the disciples. The first time was Jesus in the high room. The second time, it also then Thomas was there, and he examined the he asked for forgiveness because of his doubt. Thomas did. Twice, Thomas saw Jesus, then Jesus breathed upon them to receive the Holy Spirit. Why did they still lose hope? Why did they lose unknown while waiting? They seem like to lose all the hope, all the hope in congregation because of our weaknesses, our money. The flesh could not satisfy what the Lord asked us. The flesh could not do what the Lord asked us to do. We have to raise the strength from Jesus that we have the right thing to do what the Lord asked us to do. But now Jesus wants to restore that for us. The disciples were so tired. The whole night they were awake to fight for the first. But they were also in their soul really desperate because they didn't know what Jesus. Why did Jesus puzzle them? Didn't they Jesus continue to preach? Why didn't Jesus walk with them to do miracles? Why didn't Jesus express yourself so that they can be proud that a rabbi can do many miracles? They felt very desperate. They were very tired. There's a hymn that we sing sometimes. He giving new strength. And that was a hymn that was written. There are some lyrics in there. When we have exhausted our store of endurance, when our strength has failed, ere the day is half done, when we reach the end of our resources, our Father's full giving is only begun. So, in the time of desperation, the times of failure, in the time where it seems like the end has reached, then our Father's full giving has only begun. The grace of the Lord, when our efforts could not achieve anything, in that time, the grace of God began to work in us. Only the Lord can give us strength. Only God can give us the strength to the weakness. When we see that we are weak, and that the time when we do receive the great strength from our Lord, He will strengthen us when we realize we are weakness. When I was also, when I was weak is when I'm strong. You and I the same way. When we felt that, oh Lord, outside of me, I can do nothing. This is the time when the strength of the Lord will strengthen us. So we can fulfill the responsibility God has given to us. There's a story. Story goes out there. During the storm, there's a large rock rolled down and lay right in front of the entrance of the house. They said, this house though could not go into the house because of a rock. He didn't know how to move that rock. Then there was a voice of the Lord saying to him, every day go out and push hard against that rock. He saw a sick person. He very weak. How could he have the strength to push this big rock in front of his house? But he heard his voice. Obedient to the voice of the Lord, he pushed every day. So that he can move the rock. The next day was harder than the previous day. The next day he spent more hours than the previous day. But whatever he did, after 2 months, the stone still could move 1 centimeter. And then evening came. Why did the Lord ask us to push on the stone when he knew he couldn't do it? But his attitude is to want to be obedient. And the Lord got courage to continue to push. Then 3 to 5 months, and finally he gave up. One day when he saw Jesus appear to him, he cried out, "Lord." When he gave up, he saw the Lord appear. "Dear Lord, he asked me to eat, but I could not do it." And it has been 8 months now, and the stone had not moved. "I just asked you to move, to push on the rock, not to move. But why do you want me to push against the rock?" "Go inside." And Jesus went with him. "Look in the mirror." When he looked at the mirror, there's something in the meditation that in mirror is not a sick person in this world. Now, it's a very strong with strong many times. Now, recently, many months I have been sleeping well, but I didn't pay attention to it. Now I could even, he recognized that the Lord asked to push on the bird, not just to move the rock, but to train him to have more strength. The Lord can use any situation, any event to give strength to us through a particular situation so we can overcome it. And each week, and so the city helped the guy to move the rock. And that's what the Lord has done for this person. The Lord did not change the situation. The Lord will change each one of us. The Lord will see Jesus' new strength. He restore our strength. And now we can do this. That pay attention to the one the Lord has asked us to do so that we can achieve the result the Lord wants. The Lord is ready to restore our strength to us. The third point we can study here, that the Lord restore our love. The purpose he restored to his disciple. The strength. The Lord also restored them. They gained more strength after they know that without Jesus, he could do nothing, even in their professional life. In the third point, the Lord wants to restore the love in us. In verse 15, and then Jesus asked Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" You know that here, Jesus, he put a question to Peter, a perspective of the love between him and Jesus. Jesus did not, "Do you love me?" But Jesus said, "Do you love me more than these? Do you love me more those that you have in this world? Do you love me more than your business, your fishing profession?" And then there's a comparison. Peter was in the place that Peter answered with this answer that in the translation, very easy to hear. When Jesus asked Simon Peter, "Do you love me?" The love is a verb. It's by below. Agape by Greek. The love from God. The unconditional love. Now from God. Simon Peter, do you love by the kind of love that God loves you? Give me. And Peter said, "Dear Lord, I love you by the love of a human to a human." Philadelphia. That is the love of a human to a human. And the second point, the same thing. Simon, son of John, do you love by the love of God given to you? See that Simon answered, "I could only you by the love of Philadelphia." And in our Vietnamese translation, "Do you love me and see what Simon heard. We love you. So there is a limit in the kind of love that Peter has for Jesus. It is a emotional love between humans. It's not the kind of love that given by the Lord in terms of the agape, the kind of unconditional love. And the third time, Simon Peter, do you love me by the love that He's been called to us to express our love of God to others. When we come here to pray, to evangelize, when I go back to our environment, to our house, to our mental world, all of those can see Jesus in us. And that is one we've been called to do. When we go back to the school, the place of work, the relative, do we express the image of God in us? When we can see other, can see that we can still selfish, can see be angry at others, the love of us, and we could not respond to the calling of Jesus. Do you love me with the agape love or not? That's a question for each one of us. And with that love, we can be used to be a fisher of men. The Lord asked to Peter, do you love me with agape? I can only love you by the third of love, or human love. Second time, Jesus asked the same thing. Again, he answered, I can love you only by love. So, Jesus, you love by your human love. You will. I only have the human love for you. And Jesus said, give the responsibility, feed my sheep. That's the mission chosen by the Lord Jesus. He selected Simon. He called to Peter, follow me, to become the fisher of men. Now, though he loved by the human love to the Lord, not enough the standard of love, but the Lord has not changed. Feed my sheep. To do the one that have asked you to do. You and me, we have love in any kind of love. The Lord to continue to participate in the one to serve him. You can cook. You can clean up, you can praise, you can teach the youngster or anything in here to serve the Lord. And the Lord can give us a responsibility to do. And when we go home, to talk about the Lord to our friends, to our co-workers, we continue to do that. We encourage everyone to have others to come. And we encourage those who are disappointed, continue to do it. Not by the love of a human to human, by the love of agape the Lord gives to us. This is what the Lord wants to restore. The Lord wants to restore God's love in the life of Simon Peter, and that Simon Peter can do what the Lord has given him to do as a mission. The love from his human love could not accomplish what God has given him to do. And Peter has said, anybody can deny you, but not me. But at the end, he said, he denied Jesus three times. And then Jesus was in the situation when he denied Jesus. He went out and weeped and all. The Lord see all of our weaknesses, all of our imperfection in us. May we recognize though and live up to him to be grace. There's a story of a Persian king. In Persia, there was a very faithful shepherd. So the king of Persia gave him to the position of a military general. Everyone saw this and became jealous and asked the king to reconsider. Why did he make him a military general above us? please reconsider. They were so jealous of his position. And the king said, if he is a very gentle and faithful person, 10 parts, I believe in him all 10. So I make him my notary. If you can find any mistake, report them to me, and I will reveal them. It was noticed that. And if you could, this person has any kind of weakness, I will reconsider. And then I took that title away from him. They went out. They tried to find a fault in this shepherd to condemn him. They pay attention in his house. There is a room, and every week he went in there once. And outside, stay there, and then they did not know what is there for. And they were thinking, maybe there is some kind of secret reason. And every week he came in there, and he told the king about this. Dear king, I thought that this person has some secret that could be against the king or to have a some rebellion. And every week he came to this room. And at time he came. Nobody else come into the room. Only him. I thought that in that room there is a secret in there that could be in or wrong. And so I will allow you to come to that room and determine what is in the room. And then report it back to me, the king said to those people. And if there is something wrong with that, I will take this military general title away. And we went in there, opened the room where there is an empty room. There is an old pair of shoes and an old shirt. And he said to the king, we didn't see any, only a old shirt and an old pair of shoes. But there was nothing wrong with that to the king. But the king was surprised. And this shepherd said, every week you came into your room and your room, there's nothing in there, only a old pair of shoes and an old shirt. And this shepherd said, dear king, I put the pair of shoes because those are the time when I use it to do the shepherd of the sheep. And the shirt I wear, I put it there to remind me and for me to remember that when I was a shepherd, but now by your grace, the king, I have been lifted up to be military general so that I can serve you better, to be gratitude in me to serve you with this gratitude. Sometimes we have to look back in our life to show that we began as a sinner. And the love that we have has nothing of value to the Lord. There are many things in your life and my life that the Lord needs to restore in us. Peter has been restored. Not only Peter, and anyone who the Lord will ask to bring, do you love me like the agape love that I have loved you? Because only that agape love can we fulfill our responsibility. Jesus to Peter. The last two verses. When you were younger, you dressed yourself and went there where you wanted. But when you are told, you will stretch out your hand and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go. Jesus said to this, indicate the king of the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. Then he said to him, follow me. In the future, you will lead to the where you do not want to go. And it did happen. And in history, in Nero's time, and Peter has been imprisoned in that persecution as a disciple in Jerusalem. you have to hide. Well, numerous has killed. Numerous can kill you. You are the leader of the church. You have to be continued, but there is a pulling. And so we know of a book that we count about this book because of listening. Peter also wanted to hide from the emperor Nero because he wanted to keep himself to take care of the church. But when on the way, he saw Jesus appearing, he just said, "Jesus, where are you going? Where are you going?" And Jesus, "I come back to call to die one more time because you have loved me." And then he recounted, Peter heard of God and returned to Jerusalem and received the sentence. And according to history, Peter has paid a big price by his death on the cross. And when he was nailed to the cross, "I'm not worthy to nail like Jesus, to nail me upside down." And so that's how he died, on the cross, upside down. How could Peter do that? Because of the agape love that he received from the Lord. With your Christ life in us, with his love is in us, we can do something greater than what we could understand. And because of that, of Jesus has resurrected from the dead to give us life, the kind of life. He has imparted his life into disciples so they can preach the death of Jesus. And today, the Lord, he will continue to impart his life to us so that we can preach the one who has not known about Jesus yet. So that with all our effort, that we have been called to make us a servant of the Lord. Let's turn together and we read about the key verse. "Therefore, my brother and sister, make every effort to confirm your calling and election. For if you do these things, you will never stumble." Yeah, loving Father. Before you, we are very weak. We are very humble. We have been selected and we have been given the key of heaven. Whenever we open, the heaven will open. If we close on earth, things will close in heaven. You know that sometimes because of our weaknesses, because of our busy in our life, we have left our role, that forget our purpose of life. You know that in our life, we are very weak. We can only use our effort to serve the Lord, but that would not do because that is limited. We need your new strength, Lord, the kind of strength that if we wait on you, we will have new strength, fly like eagle, run without time, walk without being fading. May we not have just the human love, but receive the agape love. We know that we are sacrifice, but we seem like to satisfy with our own effort. We could not address the responsibility given to us. We could not keep the sheep that you knew. The Lord has sacrificed yourself to us, our new sheep. May we reflect your strength in us to serve you in the right way. May you all love me that have been paying a price in these souls to be beaten, to be killed, to be nailed on the cross, to be imprisoned, so that the Lord can spread the gospel of love. May us trust in you. May you use us in any situation. We can do all effort to know that you have been called so that we know our purpose will not be part of purpose, so that we may not rely on our own strength to do what you have given us to do. That we can be given new strength to fulfill what you have given us to do, to express Jesus to other people around us. May you would encourage me and our congregation again, Lord. We have one heart and pray. In Jesus' name, amen.